Hi everyone, thanks for coming to this briefing. I'm Liam, and I'm coordinating our history and archaeology field trip this Friday. We're heading to the British Museum to conduct some in-depth research on their famous Egyptian mummies, and I want to make sure we're all fully prepared. First things first, let's talk about getting there. We usually meet at the campus gates for these trips and travel together, but because the tube is going to be incredibly busy, please gather directly at the main entrance of the museum. Aim to be there by 9:30 a.m. sharp so we can beat the massive tourist crowds. When you arrive, I'll be waiting to hand out the entry lanyards. You won't need to bring your printed tickets because I have the entire group booking downloaded on my phone. However, you must remember your student card to get the group discount applied at the cloakroom and the gift shop, so double-check your wallets before you leave home.
As you know, this term's modules have shifted focus slightly. Our overarching theme for this term hasn't been architecture, as was initially planned in the syllabus. Instead, we are looking deeply into burial customs, and the Egyptian collection is absolutely perfect for providing primary evidence of this.
When we head up to the main mummy exhibition on the upper floor, it can be quite overwhelming. You'll probably be drawn to the huge stone sarcophagi first, because they are so visually dominant. But I want us to start by examining the painted masks located in the glass cases on the left. They give us incredible insight into the facial reconstruction and artistic styles of the period.
During our walkthrough, we will specifically analyse the mummy of Khatbet. She was an important priestess in ancient Thebes. Because of her high status, you might expect her to be buried with weapons or symbols of authority, but she was actually found adorned with exquisite golden jewellery, which is incredibly well preserved and tells us a lot about their metalworking skills.
At 11 o'clock, we're very lucky to have a guest curator speaking to our group in the museum's education centre. I originally thought she'd discuss the religious rituals surrounding the afterlife, but her talk will actually focus on the chemical preservatives used in the mummification process. It's a fascinating crossover between ancient science and archaeology.
After a break for lunch in the Great Court, we have a practical task. Normally, you'd be using a traditional worksheet to record your findings as we walk around. Not this time. We've been granted special access to a new interactive map on the museum's digital tablets to log our data, which is a fantastic piece of technology for field archaeologists.
A quick word on museum rules before I forget. Sketching is absolutely fine in all the rooms, and you can bring water bottles into the main foyer. But please note that flash photography is strictly forbidden in the mummy galleries. The intense light can severely damage the ancient pigments, so please ensure your phones and cameras are adjusted properly.
Regarding your coursework, this trip forms a major part of your final assessment. You'll be pleased to hear that you aren't required to deliver a group presentation this time around. Instead, everyone must submit a short essay summarizing their research findings by next Friday. I'll email the exact word count and formatting guidelines this afternoon.
Finally, the trip officially wraps up at 4 p.m. We won't be taking a private coach back to the university, as the parking situation in central London is a nightmare. We'll just walk over to the nearby train station and head back together from there. If you want to stay longer, you are free to do so. Just let me know. Any questions?